Blog Talk Radio.
There is a watchman on the wall, bringing forth the written word of God to one and all. Are you getting ready? Will you stand or will you fall? Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall. Listen to the watchman on the wall.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The Watchman. I'm Vincent Xavier, pastor of New Wine Ministries. Good to be with everyone today. It is the 28th day of November, 2017. I trust that you are all doing very well. Today, we're going to begin. We've got a pretty intense broadcast lined up for today, but we're going to begin with where we left off yesterday, and I'm referring to the wonderful book of 1 Kings chapter 19. And if you were with us yesterday, we're going to catch you right up to where we were. If you were not, I'll give you a little background to where we were yesterday. And you remember the story where God had apprehended his prophet Elijah. Elijah had a great battle with Jezebel and Ahab and 850 false prophets on Mount Carmel. There was a great victory, but afterwards, Jezebel sent out a message to Elijah that by tomorrow you're going to be a dead man. And Elijah took the bait and he ran for his life. And you remember the story. He ran under a juniper tree out in the wilderness. And the Spirit of the Lord, obviously knowing where his prophet was, fed him with some angel food. And this happened twice. And the second time that Elijah ate the bread and had the cruse of water, he was running for 40 days on the strength of that meal. And we were talking yesterday how this was connected to God's purpose in this moment in getting things revved up in a people. In other words, he was going to put the pedal to the metal in your life and in my life, the engine, the volition of our existence. Wow, are we struggling with a froggy voice? Hold on one sec. You wonder where that stuff comes from, right? So anyways, the revving up, the acceleration of the purpose of God in your life. And we noted yesterday that after Elijah had eaten the food, he ran for 40 days, but there was really no direction. If you look back at the scriptures, he just ran. And where did he wind up? He wound up in a cave. And by the time we get to this portion of the scriptures, God's asking him, Elijah, what are you doing here? And what are you doing? And the image I got today, and I felt like the Spirit of the Lord was saying, is that, you know, it's good to get our engine revved up and ready to go and acceleration and energy and all of those things. And I know yesterday after the broadcast, I must have covered 300 miles. I was ready to go. But where was the direction? And sometimes God finds us in places and he says, what are you doing here? And it was at that moment when God had found his prophet dwelling in the cave after 40 days of running on an angelic meal that God finally gave him instruction. And I really believe that there is instruction for you and instruction for me, and that God, he energizes us and we go. And yet, what happened in that cave? God spoke to Elijah and said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to anoint two kings, one in Syria, the other in Israel, and I want you to go find your replacement, Elisha. And now there's instruction. Now there's direction. And so today, the first moment of this broadcast, I want to pray for you that God will bring instruction and direction. And I want to pray for all of us. So if you'll join me in a moment of prayer, in faith, believing that God is hearing our prayers. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for the energy. I thank you for the strength. I thank you for the food of heaven, Lord, that we could eat the manna of heaven, that we could eat the bread of life, that we could partake of the new wine and the oil and be energized by the anointing that is in the food of the scriptures. And I pray today, Father, that not only are we energized, but that you would grant unto each one of us direction, that you will pave our path before us, that you will lighten our path, that you will give specific instructions. And Lord, I'm reminded right now in the book of Acts, saints of God, hear these words, where the Spirit of the Lord woke up Cornelius and said, I want you to go to a street called Straight. There's a man, his name is Saul, he's blind, and I want you to anoint his eyes, and I want you to declare my message to him. That kind of specific instruction, Father, we ask right now that whether you send angels to us or whether you, by your Holy Spirit, just give us that of what we need to do. We are in agreement right now in Jesus' name in this very critical time upon this planet, Lord God, when there must be an acceleration of the purposes of God. Father, we are on assignment. We are available to you, and we just thank you right now. Whether you tell someone to get to a hospital today or whether you tell someone to go to the store today and there's a divine appointment waiting, Father, there are things that need to happen according to your kingdom purposes. And we thank you, Holy Spirit, right now that we will not be drifting in the wind, that we will not be just blown about in every wind of doctrine and direction, but there will be very specific, substantial, meaningful movement in our lives today, that we will be divinely led by your Holy Spirit. And Father, rather than just going and allowing things to take place, which is how we normally do it, today, Father, you put in my heart to pray for specific instructions. So right now, Holy Spirit, speak to every person listening, whether they are in Africa, whether they are in the Middle East, whether they are in Europe or South America or in Australia or in New Zealand or in the islands of the earth or here in the United States of America. Father, wherever the people are listening to this radio broadcast, Lord God, do supernatural things in them and through them, for this is the kingdom. This is your will. Father God, we thank you and praise you right now for the hundreds and hundreds of people in the African continent, Lord God, that are tuning into this broadcast right now that we are finding to be listening and tuning in on the Omega Radio Network that you provided. Father, you said back in December, build a platform, build a radio station, for I want my message to go to the ends of the earth, and I want to raise up voices that have not been heard, but I want those voices of passion to go forth over the airwaves. So, Father, right now, I bless your people wherever they are, living in Muslim countries, living in different places of suffering, like in Venezuela. Father, I thank you right now for an inspiration, an unction, an anointing. Right now, the Holy Spirit, you will speak to individuals and guide them, even as you told Philip to go down to the waters and to join himself to a carriage where a man was seeking the truth of God. And he was reading in the book of Isaiah. And then, Lord, this was the Ethiopian treasurer. And your son and servant Philip met him and baptized him. And then he was taken away to another place. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for divine supernatural unction. We thank you that we are under the covenant of your blood, that we are under the inspiration and influence of the blood of Jesus in the court of heaven that is speaking on our behalf, that judgment has been given to us, not against us, that favor has come into our lives. And while we are working at our salvation with fear and trembling on this earth, Lord, we thank you for being caught up into the supernatural purposes of the kingdom of heaven. We thank you, Lord God, for the angels that are around us. We thank you for the spirit of truth. We bind and rebuke all deception, lies, strategies of the devil to steal, kill, and destroy. And we loose the spirit of life right now in Jesus' name for those vessels, Lord, that are waiting upon you, that are joined right now in prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your voice of instruction. Thank you for telling us what to do. And Lord, if you could talk to a simple man like me and say to do this, build a radio station, and then you provided for it, you did it, Lord God, then you could speak to people out there to tell them what they need to do. Father God, you told Elijah, go and anoint a king in Syria, in Israel, raise up a prophet in your stead. Father, you can direct your people because your spirit dwells within us, and we give you praise. And Lord, I know there's angels. Father, I know you have angels on assignment in this earth and that you have spoken to them. But Lord, we thank you for the connection, for the visitation. Not that we desire to intrude into those areas, Lord. We do not, we never have, we never will. But Father, we know that you have angels on assignment that help us to know things and to encourage our hearts about spiritual things and how there is a dimension of reality beyond this three-dimensional reality that we live in. Father, we want to be exponentially exported. We want to be brought into, translated into a realm, into a way of life. Father God, that though we walk on this earth, we are not of this world. We are of another world. Lord, I thank you for supernatural divine intervention. I plead the blood of Jesus over my brothers and sisters. Father, over all of your children on this earth right now. I thank you for a supernatural divine unction. I give you praise and I say, let there be light. Let there be light. And Lord, that word light is happiness, illumination, brightness, clarity. I thank you, Lord God, that the light exposes the darkness, the misery, the sorrow. Lord, I thank you that light is shining in your people, that we have an eternal hope, a future hope, and that our hope is in the resurrection and the second coming of Jesus Christ, and that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life, and we have eternal life with you in immortal, eternal bodies that will never die ever again. Father, as we walk upon this earth, there is a thief that wants to come to steal, kill, and destroy, to take our names out of the book of life. You even said that Jesus would come as a thief upon one of the churches that was not activating properly, and you would steal their names out of the book of life. So, Lord, today as we are working out our salvation, may holiness be the byword of our moment. Holiness, separation from the things that are evil and dark, and separation unto the things that are righteous and light and godly and good. So, Father, keep us. Draw that line. Separate us, Father, from anything that would bring us into a time of suffering, Lord, loss of any kind. We want your exponential blessing. We desire for our God to bless us. We desire to be a blessing to other people. And so we thank you and praise you right now, Lord, specifically today for assignments. And ladies and gentlemen, I need to show you how this works. What you're listening to right now is an assignment from the Father. The Omega Radio Network is an assignment from the Father. And what we are doing right now is not just broadcasting locally. We're broadcasting around the world. And we need to pray for the influence of every minister of God on the Omega Radio Network, from the Last Patrol with Ted Marshall that goes around the world, or whether it's Jake McCandless, you know, spiritual prepper, or whether it's Christopher Manti or Daniel Seckham. You know, these are names of individuals that the world hasn't heard, but they're hearing them now. And so please continue to pray for this work. But God wants you to get involved in a work. You know, sometimes your involvement could be supplying the needs that are necessary. Do you know that God literally raises up suppliants to take care of kingdom business like this? Paul the Apostle in Philippians said to the church, partner with me so that as I'm preaching the gospel, you'll get the fruit because you're supplying the necessities of the ministry. Yes, there's no one on the earth in the kingdom of God that does not have an assignment. Maybe your assignment is not building a radio platform, but maybe it's supplying that platform And I'm just saying, this is the truth. This is how it works. And God bless you, whatever God calls you to do. Maybe he's wanting you to take radio and take it to another level of television. Maybe it's something else. Maybe it's very local and personal in your life. Whatever it is, my prayer for you today is that the Spirit of God will give you direction. Because yesterday, you know, we got revved up. We heard Don Huddle's story about a miraculous birth of a baby that was supposed to be dead, and it didn't die. I mean, the devil tried to stop that, but God brought it forth. So there is a revving up, an energy coming, and I just thought it was so funny in my spirit that after Elijah ate that food, how he ran for 40 days, but he really had no direction. He wound up in a cave, and God said, what are you doing here? So direction is really, really important. I want to move on into something else. I want you to hear a video. I want you to listen to this. And I ask for these prayers to be answered in Jesus' name, by the way. And that's the most important thing, in Jesus' name. I've had a friend that's been contacting me, and you know, I've been watching this for years, and so have you. And there still seems to be a mystery out on this issue. And you know what it is. It's called chemtrails. And we have come to a knowledge that there is an elitist group in the world today, and some people call this conspiracy theory, but we've got to think it through. We know that the foods that are being sold on the market, and I could testify to this. I want you to hear this, okay? When I came to Northwest Arkansas, which is the home base of Walmart, the multi-trillion dollar corporation, the largest in the world. When I came here with a few friends, and Billy Stout was one of those friends, and there was a Don Hogan was another one, Paul Schumann was another one. These are the guys that I came here with on a particular trip. They were trying to, Billy Stout and Don Hogan, excuse me, they were wanting to get a product into Walmart because they wanted to supply Kingdom Ministries by financial blessings. And they had set up an appointment with the number one director of food distribution around the world. And there we were in Bentonville. This is about 9 years ago now, 8.5 to 9 years ago. And we were sitting in this little cubicle, Paul, Billy, Don, and I, and I was looking because I knew God had brought us to Northwest Arkansas. He was leading us out of California to come here, so we're kind of dwelling in this region. Now, Don and Billy are trying to get their product in, and in walks the number one director of food distribution for Walmart, and they had known him because they had had products in Walmart before. And long story short, as we were in this room, the five of us now, little tiny cubicle, I started sharing my heart and vision about what we're doing, about coming to Northwest Arkansas. God put it in our heart to prepare. The food director began to shed tears in that office, and he began to weep, and tears were streaming down his face. And I knew it was a spiritual moment. God was just moving in that little cubicle. And I asked, well, what's going on? What's happening? And he, in hushed tones, said, it will not be long before the quality of food in America is likened unto the food of third world countries. He said that the minerals and the nutrition and the shelf life of the food, he began to just tell us, the reality of the food in our world today is that its quality is really, really low. And he said, this is coming. This will be on the food shelves in America very soon because the quality, you just can't keep it up. And so what are they doing? Well, they're using all this technology to, you know, make your tomatoes, you know, stronger and more tasty, and your grapes and your fruit, and they're modifying everything. They're doing all kinds of stuff to try to keep up with the demand for the 7 billion people that live on this planet. And unfortunately, the farms have not honored the word of God and allowed their soil to rest, so they just keep pumping it up with all this kind of stuff to keep it going. Well, eventually, you know, anything that you just artificially inseminate, if you will, and you just keep putting into the soil, and the soil never gets to rest, and you just keep filling it up with chemicals and all this other stuff, eventually it's got to bottom out. And this is what he was saying. And the reality is, not only are the foods that we're eating genetically modified, but you think about the junk food that people are eating today. And I'm not going to go into detail on any of these things at the moment because I'm just not ready to do that. But we do know that the artificial sweeteners, the chemicals in foods, the genetically modified Monsanto type of deals going on, we've all heard of. We know that the sugar epidemic, the Coca-Colas and all the sweets and the cakes and the cookies and all these things, that the number one growing medical disaster or the disease, the greatest disease, what? You know what it is. It's diabetes. Diabetes is running rampant within the United States of America. And if you look at the people in the United States of America in general, not all together, but in general, we are known by the world to be the most obese human beings on this earth. And we're not obese just because. We're obese because of the foods we're eating. And the sugar and the diabetes and all of these things that are happening in our country and around the world, this is not healthy. This is not good. And when you want to eat healthy, you got to go to these stores. They're organic food stores, and the prices are astronomical to get a good meal. They're astronomical, but still doable at this time. But the time will come most likely, according to what the number one director in food distribution around the world for Walmart told us nearly 9 years ago, that the prices of good food is going to be skyrocketing. And that's why you're going to have the elite and you're going to have the poor. The middle ground is probably going to get the attempt is to wipe it out. But it's not only that. It's also the mind control, not only through food. And I don't know if you know this or not, but I testify that there are certain foods that we eat that if we don't bless that food and sanctify it through prayer and thanksgiving, there are foods that we eat that actually change the way that we think. Man, I see it all the time. You see kids that get hyper after having a bunch of sugar and they just go crazy. Yeah, they're still kids. And yeah, that was funny. They got all hyper, but they did things they never would have done if they didn't have that meal. Well, the same is true. We're putting things into our bodies that make us change the way that we behave and the way that we think. And, you know, we eat meat and we want to growl sometimes. What's in that meat? You know, what's going on with that meal? And not only that, but it's also the conditioning of the mind through the mind control techniques that are everywhere through the news media, through the propaganda on television. I mean, it is a very real attack that is going on against the human being. There really is a spiritual battle, and the weapons that are being employed by the enemy, we talked about it yesterday, the psyop of pornography, how pornography itself is a psyop weapon. It was employed by the communist agenda written in Cleon Skousen's book, The Naked Communist. We talked about that. So we must get up in the morning and put on the full armor of God. And if we think we could just go out there and everything's normal in this life, well, by the end of any particular day, if you go uncovered and not prayed up, who knows what you're going to look like by the end of the day or the days ahead because of what you participated in today, right? So we've got to be actively covering ourselves with the blood, blessing the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat. We must put on the full armor of God and be equipped to go out into the world. But now, what about chemtrails? Well, it's a big battle. And you could ask anybody in government or anywhere, science, engineering, and people have two stories. Well, it's conspiracy theory. No, it's the real deal. Well, here is a video clip. It's about 1 minute. And this is Lyndon B. Johnson. He was not yet the president of the United States, but LBJ found something and he presented it to the class in Texas. Now, listen carefully. This was in 1962, where LBJ predicts geoengineering will control the weather to control the world. Are you ready for this? Here we go. Little Maxie's barking away. He's saying, is everybody paying attention here? All right, so here comes the video.
Whitley is the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world. That will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
Let me play that again for us, okay? I just want to get it into your spirit. This became the president, right? LBJ, but he's addressing a college in 1962. Listen to what he said one more time.
Whitley is the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world. That will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer. And he who controls the weather will control the world.
He who controls the weather will control the world. My God. I mean, this is in 1962 by Lyndon B. Johnson. And what happens when there's something very real like this? Let's just presuppose for a moment that chemtrails are real. Now, what is a chemtrail? Well, they're saying it's for the seeding of the clouds to control the weather, to create storms, to disseminate storms, to create clouds, to bring rain, whatever, control the world. In other words, if you want a drought in a certain place, you control the weather to such a degree that there's no rain. If you want massive flooding, if you want hurricanes, if you want massive snowstorms, well, then you control the weather. Just think about what weather has done in the last couple of months, from the six hurricanes, the raging fires in the drought-ridden state of California. Think about the flooding in Houston and all these different places. I mean, can you imagine having this power? Well, in 1962, LBJ was saying they did. But that's not what a chemtrail is alone. Others have said that chemtrails are chemical trails. Now, what is a chemical trail? That's a trail that comes out of a plane that has chemicals in it, barium, aluminum, and different things like that. And what do those chemicals do to your mind? What if you covered your brain with aluminum and barium? What would happen to you? Well, the causes or the effects of aluminum and barium on the brain, obviously, dementia, Alzheimer's, clouded thinking, and a weakened brain to be easily controlled and manipulated. Jesus constantly told us that we needed to be on the watch. Jesus constantly told us to guard your heart, for out of your heart flow the issues of life. Keep yourself, that the wicked one will not touch you. He constantly was warning us to be aware, to be watchful. Well, what happens to a population that gets dumbed down because their fight or their will to resist is no longer intact? Well, it's easier to control the population. And what people are having a problem with right now is, well, is that real or is that not real? And yet you're looking at a nation right now, other nations are already under the powerful control of the powers of darkness. And you do have to admit, as a Christian, there are powers of darkness. They are in the upper echelons. They operate at the highest levels. And these are natural men and women that are under the control of demonic forces that actually, you know, they legislate. Who do you think legislated homosexuality as a right to be married? Who do you think did that? Well, the Supreme Court did it. Yes. The Supreme Court did do that, but how? Because the powers of darkness manipulated their minds, took over their hearts, and brought forth legislation that would draw the wrath of God upon a nation or an individual, right? So who's behind the scenes of all this stuff? Well, it's the devil. Now, if you and I can admit that the devil is behind the scenes, then we don't have a problem with saying, They want to kill us because the devil does want to kill us. The devil hates us. The devil hates everything about God. The devil hates Jesus. The devil hates Christians. The devil hates the Bible. He'll use it if he could twist it and turn it and manipulate it. But the fact of the matter is, do you have a problem believing that Satan can't stand you? Do you have a problem believing that if Satan could deceive you, he will? If he could lie to you, he will? I know it's nice to think that everybody's a good guy or a nice gal, but that's not the truth. There are people on this earth who have been taken over by the powers of darkness, and there is such an attack to bring the best of God's creation, his born-again, spirit-filled sons and daughters, control. The Bible it tells us that the only people on the earth that are going to be able to resist the darkness are those who are truly born again, who have wisdom to be able to understand what's going on so we can be navigated out from its influence. So I want to ask you a question. Do you believe that the devil hates you as a Christian? Do you believe that the devil wants to deceive you? Do you believe the devil has emotional feelings of love and compassion and care for you? Do you believe that the devil loves you? Do you believe that the devil wants you to have a happy life? Do you believe that the devil wants you to be successful in the things of God? Do you think the devil wants to create blessings and opportunity and favor in your life? Do you believe that the devil is for you and not against you? Do you believe that the devil, you know, it just wants to make sure that you're safe and protected and cared for? Well, obviously not. The devil wants to murder you, destroy you, kill you. He has no emotion. There's no light in him. There's no truth in him. He is completely, totally dark and evil. He's a liar. He comes as an angel of light. He'll make you believe all kinds of stuff, like it's okay to partake of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. No, no, no. The devil wants to kill the creation of God. His greatest target, he's got the world under his spell, and through technology and through more deception, it's getting worse and worse. But he's after you and I, the people of God. We're the ones that he hates. It's like Adolf Hitler's hatred for the Jews and how he wanted to murder and kill and wipe off the face of the earth. It's like Ahmad Ahmadinejad from Iran, who wanted to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth. Or it's like in the days of Esther, when they wanted to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth. Why? Because they were God's people. They were covenanted people with God through Abraham. Undeniably true. But now there's not just Jews that belong to Yahweh, but there are born-again sons and daughters of God who are the spiritual seed of Abraham, who have received the Messiah, the Jewish Messiah, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, that are now also a resistant to the purposes of darkness. And so the darkness is warring against the light. And the light has been so diminished in so many people's lives, there's been a lack of understanding. Now, light is supposed to produce standing. Clarity. Light is supposed to produce a brilliance, a aha experience, an awakening. And we need to be awakened by the light. It's not just for goosey feelings. The light is supposed to bring clarity, illumination, comprehension, understanding. And the Bible tells us that we are not to be ignorant of Satan's devices, that we are not to be unaware of the strategies of the devil, that we should be very aware of what he's wanting to do. And by a total blackout, by a lack of information, by an unwillingness to talk about it because we're afraid that people are going to call us this, that, or the other thing, is not intelligent. That is a dark intelligence, but we have a spiritual intelligence that God wants to bring into this earth amongst his people to bring enlightenment so that we can be guided supernaturally by God. In other words, if you know that the number one growing disease in America is sugar and diabetes, well, don't you think you better start really taking hold of the sugar intake in your life? I mean, if you know something is hurtful and harmful, and you know, you like sweets, I like sweets, and you know what? I tell people all the time, I eat fruit all day long. And when I don't have fruit, I do find myself going towards that cookie, right? And I try to get the cookies that only have a little bit of sugar. But the thing is, I love the fruit, but even an overindulgence of fruit will not be a good thing. But for me, fruit works really good. I could eat apples all day long. I could eat oranges, grapes. I love fruit. Fruit is good for me. It does my body well. I love the good vitamins. I love the enzymes. I love fruit. And so, but you do have to be careful. You know, when you see the cloud cover over your city and you wake up and there's crisscross patterns everywhere, don't just say, oh, there they go again. Cover your brain at that moment. Plead a supernatural hedge of protection over your mind, over your emotions, and pray for God's people in that city right now to become aware, you know, that there's something going on. So be watchful, be vigilant, be on the watch, be careful, be cautious. Those are directives from the King of Heaven. We should not be ashamed of them. You know, there is also another thing, and I want to talk so much more about this. There's another issue I want to talk about because this is very close to home with us. And you know that on this program, I have interviewed a gentleman by the name of Carl Gallups, Pastor Carl Gallups. He has written many books, his latest is Gods and Thrones. And I've had him as a guest, and he's always been a terrific guest. He was an ex-police officer, and he lives in Florida. He has a ministry that goes all over the world. And I just found this on the Prophecy News Network, and I didn't know it till just today. But this is an article written by Bob Unruh. Again, I'm trying to tell you these things because, dear Christian, beware. It is not all well with you on this earth. There's a growing animosity and enmity, and you do need to beware because those people out there that are being taken over by, you know, the chemicals, and they have Ultra MK, whatever that's called, where it's mind control, all these shooters that are walking in killing people, don't they look really weird? Don't they look like they just had too much Prozac or something? Well, they have. Their minds are being used. They are being used as agents of darkness to do all kinds of stuff, gun control, whatever. I mean, it's pretty obvious, and we shouldn't be afraid to talk about it. But listen to this. This is posted with permission from WorldNet Daily, and it's an article by Bob Unruh. Videos promoting ISIS and violent jihad can be found on YouTube. So can those of the KKK, communists, and Antifa. But the Bible lessons and radio interviews posted on the personal channel of Carl Gallups, a popular pastor and author, can't. They've been censored by the internet giant, pulled down, dropped. According to Gallups, the channel was terminated over Thanksgiving weekend without explanation, even though there had been no marks against it, and he rigorously followed the rules. It's not the first time a faith-focused or conservative-oriented channel has been censored by YouTube. At least three other major cases developed this year against columnist Michelle Malkin, Michael Brown, and Dennis Prager, all of whom have conservative views. Nor is it the only time there's been a hint that the company is not fond of conservative thought. An undercover video by Project Veritas captured Ernest Petit, or Petty, the brand, doggone it. Okay, not only an undercover video by Project Veritas captured Ernest Petty, the brand and diversity curation led at YouTube, admitting he helped push to the top the videos of an editor for the left-leaning New York Times. He said, in very rare cases, we will try to make up for the fact that something isn't in the trending tab, Petty said. We will, like, use some type of intervention to encourage the thing to be there. So he said, algorithms do control everything, but sometimes you need humans to provide a check. Gallups, this is Pastor Carl Gallups, told WorldNet Daily he tried to get an explanation from YouTube because his channel was in perfect standing, all green, immediately prior to its termination. He noted that there was no warning, and while YouTube has a three strikes policy, we never even received strike one. So YouTube gave no explanation, he said, at all for this termination, but rather, after repeated requests for an explanation, simply referred us to their terms and conditions page, is what he said. So YouTube declined to respond to a WorldNet Daily request for comment. Gallup said his channel was fully monetized, explaining we only use either our own material or music sanctioned by YouTube's creator studio as suitable for use and monetizing. That means, he said, the channel's termination has caused great harm to our messaging ability and done irreparable damage to our relationships within the professional community. The channel contained his biblical videos and a few of his radio interviews. And he said, and by the way, those radio interviews were with the Omega Radio Network. He said he suspects he was targeted by a flagging effort by an activist group to generate complaints from those who disagree with our views and opinions. So here it is. Carl Gallups, Christian conservative, is banned from YouTube while every other video in the world is okay on the channel. So what's going on? What's happening in our world today? Well, I'm going to open the telephone lines, and if you're interested in calling in today, the number to call is 818-369-0326. Maybe you know something about chemtrails. Maybe you know something about this conversation. Now, let me ask you a question. How important is it now for you to be on an assignment for God? How important is it now? Do you want to just be floundering around? Do you want to just be walking aimlessly through the day? I'm a Christian. I'm going to sing my song. I'm so happy. Or do you think maybe it's time for necessity to get involved in what God is doing so that you could be supernaturally led down the path that will avoid a lot of these things that are going on? I mean, where do you eat today? Where are you going to eat today? Where am I going to eat today? Well, what does it matter? Who cares? Well, what if the Holy Spirit wants to guide you to a particular place that is beyond just what you feel like eating, but he has a divine appointment for you? Are you available to be led by the Spirit to get to the place God wants you to be today? Number to call, 818-369-0326. Press 1 on the dial pad, and let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. What do you think about Pastor Carl Gallups? What do you think about, you know, the chemtrails? What do you think about all these things? We're going to begin with area code 479715. Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Good morning, and thank you for sharing what you're sharing. Two things regarding YouTube. Shame on them for those like that are doing this. That's cowardly. For whatever reason you're giving it, reasoning it away for anyone like YouTube or anyone else following that cowardly approach, it's cowardly. And, you know, we just need to continue to keep each other lifted up in prayer and support each other with every means possible in order to advance the kingdom of Christ. And the chemtrails, you know, those that I've shared this with, they are, out of all the ones that I've spoken to about the chemtrails, only one woman really perked up her ears and took note. And all the others that I've spoken to, they're dumbed down. Their response to me is, what? You know, what are you talking about? What do you, you know, look up? And the raw reality of it is that they're vomiting out over our heads of these chemtrails. And was it not mentioned that they pulled off in Texas off of the some kind of plant cactus that they did testing on it, and it's barium and aluminum? And I also just want to testify too, you don't want to be subject, because I've been on and off working with the elderly and the nursing home and the hospitals. They're not working with a full deck. You don't want to end up there. I guarantee you, I've seen a lot firsthand and experienced a lot firsthand in the medical industry. They're not working with a full deck of cards. For anyone who has an ear to hear, it is scary. So I would just encourage you, just what's been being said by the Spirit of God, cover yourselves with the blood of the Lamb. And he says, come out of her, my people. So God bless you for continuing to share the truth in love.
What a great exhortation. That was absolutely awesome. And yes, we have to keep ourselves covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. Why? Because you got to keep your mind intact. Stay focused on the Word of God. Let's take our next call from our dear friend, Patricia Joy Xavier. Hello, Patricia. Good morning. What's on your heart?
Good morning, and God bless everyone that's listening. I think that God is doing a marvelous job on this program, bringing forth understanding that is necessary for the times we're in. And I thank you, Lord, that it is a possibility to hear on in this earth and knowing what to do by the word of God. And the word does tell us that in the last days, the Christians will be persecuted. He said, don't be surprised by it. They did it to me. They're going to do it to you. And we're not surprised, and yet we are, because we're beginning to understand that the time is now. It's becoming a reality for the body of Christ, that we are being persecuted, tampered with, and not desired in this world. But it is a good thing, because through this, we are going to learn to listen very closely to the Holy Spirit and to be guided by the Holy Spirit and directed by wisdom. He's going to show us, our Lord, things that we have never understood before in moving in directives that are going to be powerful for the true Christian. And it's going to be amazing. I believe it's going to be the greatest time the church has ever known. Let the dark do what darkness does. And what darkness does is try to dim down the lights of truth. But they can't, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so we have to look at this as, praise God. Come on, this is what we have been waiting for. We have been waiting for the King of Glory to reside in his church, to raise up an overcoming party, an army of God, and we're not to be afraid. We are not to be afraid. We get the word of God in our hearts, and it'll build us to a stronger capacity. And all that's being done right now is going to amount to nothing at the end of it all, except terrible destruction for those that are doing it. And it is my prayer they'll all be saved, or at least some, in all of this hideous thing that the enemy has perpetrated upon the body of Christ and will continue to. So let us not be surprised. Let us begin to rejoice and know who we are. And let us rise up in the power of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. This is our time now, church, as never before.
Amen. Another exhortation. Outstanding. Very good. Patricia Joy Xavier, let's take our next call coming out of South Dakota. Let's say hello to Kathy and Ken out there. Good morning. God bless you guys. Welcome to the broadcast. Okay, hold on. We didn't get you yet. We got floundering going on. Hold on, everybody. Let's see what we have going on here. All of a sudden, let's go ahead and refresh. We're going to do a little refresh here. Maybe that'll help us out. And let's see if we can get to Kathy out in the Dakotas area. Hello, Kathy. Are you there? Let's see. We're not connecting yet. Another connection issue. Okay, let's see if we can get ourselves there. I trust we're still broadcasting live right now. Patricia, are you still on the line?
I am.
Okay, so we're not able to get Kathy out in the Dakotas. Let's see, unless we get here. Kathy, one more time. All right, Kathy, are you there? We got you.
Yes, I am. Okay, am I on?
You are on.
Okay, well, first of all, concerning Carl Gallup, a couple of years ago, my husband and I, we were in a meeting where he was, and so he had written his first book, and I immediately, my husband says, we're getting the book, and I said, yes, so then after he was done ministering, we went up there, and my sister said to me, you know what, have Carl sign this book. Well, I'm standing in front of him. The Lord gives me a word for him. And I speak it out, and he says, thank you. I agree in the spirit with it. I walked on, and then that was the end of the whole deal. Well, now he's written this other book, and we're reading that right now, too. Well, concerning chemtrails, we have them out here, And you know what? I really believe that what happened to Carl, they're starting to censor everything our government is, and that's what they do when communism is taken over, and we're beyond the belly of the beast now. I believe we're right in this timetable. And another thing, I got this in the spirit from the Lord 2 weeks ago about a missile landing in this state of South Dakota, and I can't understand that because, I mean, yeah, there's some military stuff going on in this state, but I think it was a warning, and that was 2 weeks ago, and there's something pending, and all I can say is that we need to get our people, that our loved ones and so forth, we have to speak to them now because it'll be sheer panic when this thing happens.
Well, absolutely. And I, in our last 10 minutes here, and I'm going to keep everybody on the line, everybody's still there, but I've been seeing something, and it's, you know, no big surprise, but it's something that we need to take note of, because I agree fear is not an option for God's people, period. But what I'm seeing is a preview, like a mini series, if you will, of what is ahead of us. And I'm seeing Nazi Germany. I'm seeing Adolf Hitler. I'm seeing those black and white videos of men and women that at one time they were walking down the street with big smiles. I'm speaking of the Jews in Germany and throughout Europe, and how they were gathering wealth. They had beautiful houses and apartments. They were having business. In other words, they were just happy people living, making it successful. And then suddenly this persecution began to rise against them. And then the images of the concentration camps, now these very people that were once healthy, wealthy, fat, prospering, they're now in these uniforms with these numbers tattooed on their skin. They're getting their hairs cut. They're getting sick and diseased because of the labor camps. Not every Jew went into the concentration camps. Many of them, a great movie called Defiance, you know, they went out into the wilderness, but they had a hard time there too. The ones that succeeded the most were the people that heard the warning of what was coming. They sold everything they had, and they got out. They heard what was coming. And when they got out, they went to new places outside of Europe, and they were spared. Again, the people that got caught in the last moment but didn't go to the concentration camps, like in Defiance, they went out into the wilderness, and they had to stay there for years, and they had to suffer greatly. But the people that really suffered were in these labor camps, Auschwitz and all the others. And there they were at one time saying hello to their neighbors. They're walking down their street on their way to job. Now they're skinny. They've been humiliated. They've been used by the Germans as a guinea pig. They were experimented on. You study about the experimentations of what they did to the men, what they did to the women, and it'll blow your mind. And I shouldn't say that. You probably don't want your mind blown. I'm working on that phraseology. But it will make you think deeply. Because all of this is real history. Now, in the middle of that, in the concentration camps, what do we have? We have a woman by the name of Corrie Ten Boom. Right? Everybody's heard of Corrie Ten Boom. And I believe what God is saying to you and I today is that we've got to have such an internal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that regardless of where we are, if God tells us to flee to a place where there won't be any trouble, you better do it. If God tells you to, you know, if you hang on and you get caught in the crosshairs, but you can escape into some forest somewhere like in Defiance, well, okay, get ready for the long haul. And if you go into these concentration camps, Corrie Ten Boom was in it. And there are others. But Corrie Ten Boom is such an intricate part of our lives because We're living in the very place where she said, this is going to be a refuge in the last days. And I believe it. I don't believe that for the rest of America. I don't know where everybody else is. But spiritually speaking, divine guidance, I know that this is a refuge. And Corrie ten Boom had to go through that time of persecution. And she writes about it. She preaches on it. She tells Christians, you think you're ready because everything's okay. But when everything's not okay, and it's not every day as usual. And I do think there's a little bit of ignorance sometimes in people's hearts and minds about, you know, today will be like yesterday. We're going to get up. We're going to go shopping. We're going to go to the store. We're going to go and get ready for all these little things that we love to do, our traditions, and it's all okay. Well, that's what the Jews were thinking. But the warnings began to develop all around them. They saw some things. Maybe one of their great pastors being shut down. Maybe, you know, they began to sense the control or the spiritual influence in that environment. And they ignored it because they didn't want to believe in that. They wanted to believe for something better. Meanwhile, we're told 6 million of these Jewish people were not only a spectacle and not only were an experimentation to the Nazis, and not only were they treated with brutality beyond anything we could ever dream, they were not even considered by the Nazis to be human. What was real is that they were not human. They were demonically possessed, the Nazis. But their demonic possession made them look at the people of God, so to speak, to say of them, you're not human. You're not worth life. You're breathing air that you're taking our air away from us. We hate you. There was such satanic hatred for these Jewish people. God tells us that this animosity, this enmity, this hatred in the last days will rise again. But this time it's not going to be located just in Germany. The word tells us there will be a global, great tribulation. How do you prepare for that? How do you get ready? There's only one thing, and I have to believe this is the core of Corrie ten Boom's message, is you have to have a relationship that even in the most dire of situations, like the concentration camps, supernatural things can still happen. There is a place prepared of God in the last days for an overcoming people. To that, I do not doubt one bit that there will actually be people on this earth during the greatest darkness the world has ever known that will actually be in a Goshen. There will be light. There will be food. There will be water. There will be supply. They will actually be taken care of. I believe that. That's the word of God. It's what it tells us. But again, can you imagine the people that once passed by each other in the streets of Germany, say, hello, hello, are now looking at each other in concentration camps, humiliated, broken, skinny, and what they must have thought when they looked at each other if they were able to lift up their heads and get eye contact. What will it look like when brothers and sisters around the world are persecuted? What will it look like when we begin to see things showing up like ISIS in Iraq? You know there's something coming that's going to make ISIS look like kindergartners. You know that. There's a force that's coming. There's a demonic entity that's ready to rise. Totally satanic. You know that. Preparing, am I preparing? How are we living? How far ahead of this are we in the spirit? Now is the time to get on assignment, to live for Jesus Christ, to do what he tells you to do without fear or offense, and trust that you'll be able to escape. He said that you may be able to escape the snare that's coming on the whole earth. And I don't believe that's an escape in a pre-tribulational rapture. I believe that's finding your way through instruction to be in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing with the right people, right now. The evidence is all around us, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to The Watchman. I've got to go. We've run out of time. What a quick hour. Stay encouraged. Be blessed. Be on assignment. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Until tomorrow, shalom.